Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Slipping and injured is Zion Williamson. Back the other way, a layup for Cam Johnson. And 36 seconds into the game, Zion Williamson is down.
He blew through his shoe.
Yep.
Look at his left shoe. He blew completely through the shoe, and then he started holding his right knee. I mean, his shoe blew apart. I've never seen anything like that. Watch when he plants right here. His foot comes out of his shoe. That's unbelievable.
He broke his shoe with his own foot.
The final 2.5 seconds run out. And how about them Tar Heels? They come into Cameron Indoor Stadium and knock off number one Duke by the final score of 88-72.
Be honest. Everybody be honest. When the big fella goes out of the game, it changes a lot of stuff for them. Zion Williamson, I've never seen anything like him, and that was a huge blow for them. And having that happen during the course of the game, you don't have time to prepare for it. So I hated that part of it because I think he's such a wonderful kid. But that was a huge blow for them at that time. There's no question.
Mild knee sprain. Knee is stable. We don't know how long he'll be out. It's crazy that the two games we've lost here, something's happened in the first part of the game. And the preparation that you would have for the game is obviously based on your players being there.
Man, have we ever had something so hyped up as Duke and North Carolina because of that unbelievable team, talented team of one and done players for North for Duke. Zion Williamson gets injured in the first minute of the game, blows out his Nike shoe, and hurts his knee. And, of course, that's going to be all anybody talks about today. I guess today they're going to know and let everybody know how long he's going to be out.
Yeah.
Then, of course,
timetable will be announced today, it says on ESPN.
He'll have to make his own decision after that. Like,
it depends on if there's any injury, like real injury, right?
What he'll listen to everybody and everything. I just have a feeling because people have already brought up he should shut it down when he was healthy. Like, you've done enough, man. You're the guy. And he says, no, I want to keep playing, man. I love playing. I'm having a blast with these other guys I'm playing with, the Duke experience, which all these guys seem to really like. They got a great team. They got a chance to win it all. They do. As long as Zion's playing, they got a chance. As long as he's correct playing and those other two guys are really good, like they are, they're going to be top picks too in this upcoming NBA draft. You got three guys that good, you're going to have a chance. As long as the other two don't absolutely kill you, you're going to have a good chance. I think to go deep in a tournament. I don't know about
winning the ACC and then win the March Madness. It's possible, sure. The number one team in the country right now. But a lot has to do with the fact that Zion is that good right now. The other two guys are great. I'm not saying anything against you. That's the number two and number three pick in the draft process.
If you were going to ask Pat Riley if you could get one of those other two guys?
Correct. He would say, yes, I'll take any of those three. Or the fourth guy that even Ira brought up.
Over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you're Zion, what do you do here? If the injury's nothing and it's just literally a sprain and you're fine, maybe he does want to come back and play. I would just, if he asked me for my opinion, I would say you're going to be the number one pick in the draft. You have a huge shoe contract coming. There's no, you are the most hyped up player we've seen in a long time in college basketball and now going into the pros. I think you need to shut it down. Get ready for the draft. And maybe it's not the popular opinion, and I know that you want to see him in March Madness. And to be honest, March Madness is my favorite thing to watch. It's going to be different without Zion Williamson. Plus, it's going to make the the Duke team a little bit more vulnerable going into all this.
A little.
Yeah,
they got no shot to go deep in the tournament with just those other two guys.
But they have two other really good players.
Zach.
I'm just saying, why wouldn't they be still good?
They're the third or fourth best team. If Zion doesn't play, they're third or fourth best team in the ACC.
Wow, okay.
They don't beat North Carolina, and they don't beat Virginia.
Not saying much for those other two guys.
Zach, they're just...
It's not. Because if they would have lost Reddish or the other guy... They're still the number one team in the nation. So Zion is that good.
Yeah. He's obviously the... He's kind of the leader of that group. I just think they got great chemistry, by the way, for the way they've all played together so far. They know, you know, everything. I just hope he comes back. I hope he's healthy and I hope he finishes up. I think they're said you can't put a price tag on a chance to win a national championship. I look at the Canes players because I've never been around a national championship. But I see the Miami Hurricane guys. We talk about how I'm going to start with. I just think there's something special in any sport to be part of a national championship.
Okay, you're
right. And maybe whether you're an Alabama football player, you're a Miami Hurricane football player, listening to Vilma and those guys, that those things are special. And if you got a chance to get one,
you go for it.
It's with you forever. Okay. Now, I get the other side of it. You know, it's about money. Forget that you can go buy a ring or whatever. But if you're really part of it, like, if this Duke team goes on and wins, that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, that's sure.
That would be something you got. Now you go play your NBA career, and hopefully you don't get injured. The injury is part of sports, all of them. I think, obviously, you got a lot better chance of getting hurt in football than basketball, although everybody's trying to throw football into this today. Which
I threw the comparison out there of Nick Bosa. Because he earlier in the season, he was already projected to be the number one pick, and he was coming back from an injury, and he didn't play another down for Ohio State to get ready for the draft.
Right, but he had to get a surgery, whether he could have come back, but he actually had to get, everybody forgets, Nick Bosa had to get a surgery.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying it's a big one, but he had to get a surgery, and he was going to miss some time. It was going to be close whether he could get back or not. At that situation... And there's another guy, as you said. By the way, it is funny. We're talking about guys, number one overall picks, because Nick Bosa, who you know is
projected to be the number one
guy. Now, if you know the Bosa family, you know Nick Bosa is in the best shape of his life.
I can only imagine.
Right now. Yeah. And I don't know if he's working out down here. I don't know if he's in Arizona. I don't know if he's with his brother someplace right now working. Usually they work out here in the off season. But I do know he's in unbelievable shape wherever he is
Don't doubt it for a second.
And I didn't have a problem with his, but, everybody's going to be different. And if Zion does decide to shut it down and a couple of NBA guys get in his ear or something and he goes in and tells Coach K, hey, I'm shutting it down. I'm just, you know, it's not worth it. And my mindset has changed now. Okay. I don't think a lot of people are going to have a problem with it.
No, some people will.
But I think he's going to feel somewhat loyal to those other two guys.
Sure. And I can understand that also.
Everybody agrees with that, right? Hey, yes. Man, we all agreed to come together. Yep. We all talked about it. One and done. Let's win a national championship while we're here for a year. And let's go for it. And then we'll go celebrate the NBA draft together with our families.
Because they'll probably be the first.
Bang, bang, and bang, right? Yeah, they'll be right up there at the top and go from
Coach
there.
Coach K will be out of that draft party in about 30 minutes after the first, second, third pick.
Jeez, man.
Not going to have to sit around much longer than that unless they have three or four more guys being drafted that we don't even know about
yet. By the way, we found out Vernon Carey Jr. was at the game last night.
I saw pictures, and there were a lot of people at the game last night, and one of the pictures was Vernon Carey Jr. I didn't see
hanging out with former president.
Obama was there.
He's in good company.
Spike Lee
night.
Was there last night, so he was one of those one of the celebs at the game last night. But Vern was there. I'm sure Big Vern was there with Little Vern.
So
and
anyway,
I say Little Vern, he's 6'10".
Yeah. I don't know what have they said what he weighs?
I have no
He's not 210. I mean, he's 250, 260, maybe.
He's gotta be.
By the way, it's Big already dude. Started on the Zion Williamson. Should he consider shutting it down the rest of the season after 36 seconds into the game and his Nike PG 2.5 shoe fell apart? By the way, the big loser last night?
Nike.
It's Nike.
Oh, my God.
Nike.
What about Paul George?
Oh, yeah. Paul George is going, hey, man, what's up with the shoe? Did he just happen to get a bad one? He got the lemon of the shoes last night.
It had to be my shoe, huh? Couldn't be the Kyrie's or LeBron's. Yeah. Or anyone else's. Right. Had to be my shoe.
Had to be mine. Not even the darn Michael Jordan logo on the damn shoe.
No,
it had to
Mike
be mine.
Wouldn't let that happen, right?
So anyway, that was a crazy part of last night. Zach, the other story that to me, with all this Antonio Brown stuff that's been said, and you know, whether people want Antonio Brown or not, he's a great player. We all know he's a great player, and coming out and just absolutely at the end of the season wanting out and not happy, and Ben Roethlisberger and everything else. So the Steelers general manager yesterday, Kevin Colbert, was asked about, hey, how do you feel about, you know, Antonio talking about Ben and all the power he has and the way he talks to players and everything else. I was shocked by Kevin Colbert, who is very well respected in the business, comes out, and I know you got to have your franchise quarterbacks back. I do understand. I'm not stupid.
But to what point?
Well, he went all in. If the players were smart, they'd listen to Ben on the field and on his radio show. I got no problem with anything that Ben Roethlisberger has to say.
One of the dumbest things I've seen a GM say in a long time. I understand you got to have your guys back.
But
what about the other 52 guys on the roster? You don't have any of their backs because you want all of them to listen to Ben. Ben, what can I do? How can I do this better? Ben's been there. He won a Super Bowl, but he's got 52 kids under him, quite honestly. That was his quote. I just can't imagine if I'm one of the other guys on the team.
Yeah, I don't want to hear I'm one of Ben's kids.
Villanueva, all these offensive linemen that have been in the league 10 years, 8 years, are all Pro Bowlers. Oh, we're just one of Big Ben's kids, huh?
I go back to this. There's 53 guys on a team, personalities, money, egos. It's a real delicate situation. It is really, really hard to get that many guys, that many backgrounds, that many different personalities, all from different family backgrounds and financial backgrounds. Listen, I was lucky. I've said this. It was 45 guys in the old days, and we had guys from all over the country. And let me tell you, some of the guys from the South, and I'm sure they'd never seen anybody who was free-spirited from California. But it was a great locker room. We had some guys who were different.
Sure, I mean, of course. You're always going to have that.
I have guys I wasn't going to hang out with, but there was always, I think, a respect to play together, and everybody got along and did it, and everybody had the one goal to play together. And I know the game's changed a lot since the 80s. But, boy, to let a guy give a guy that much is – and, by the way, I think things are real delicate in the locker room these days. We see it, right, all the time. We see, you know, guys quit. We see guys – all the stuff that goes on. Why is that guy allowed to be late for meetings? The rest of us show up on time. I just think all that stuff comes into play. And it starts at the top, and for the head coach, who we haven't heard from, Mike Tomlin, to be fair to him, but the general manager, Kevin Colbert, to me, I couldn't disagree more for a guy that was lucky enough to play in a really good locker room. I think it's important. We always hear guys and people, you always hear guys, oh, the clubhouse, the locker rooms are really important, man. You need to be on the same page, especially when you lose a couple of games in a row. And things start, and man, maybe if they throw me the damn ball more, we wouldn't be going through this. And I'll shut up, man. Stop being a bit, you know, and stuff can get – it's hard. And you got a guy coming out and basically allowing your quarterback
– just do whatever he wants. Just say whatever he wants.
Big idiot as you want to be. I don't understand. I don't know how Pittsburgh's responded to this, and – Big Ben's done a lot. He's won championships for him. He's still one of the better quarterbacks in the league. But I don't think you need to come out and say that, man. I'm not saying you take your radio show away from Ben Roethlisberger. A lot of quarterbacks have radio shows.
Yeah, but maybe at this point it's worth the Art Rooney or whatever it is to sit down with this guy and say, listen. I mean, the way I looked at this,
Mike
also,
Tomlin can't say anything now.
No, Tomlin can't. But my whole thing was, Kevin Colbert, is that his name, the GM? If you're Art Rooney and you're the president of this team, owner of this team, would you look at this quote and say, wait a minute. I mean, Big Ben is a huge part of this team. He's our quarterback. I know it's the most important part of football. The most important position maybe in all sports. But, Kevin, we can't have this guy every week ripping all of our players and pissing them off. Antonio Brown's one of the best wide receivers in the game. He doesn't want to play with Ben anymore. Like, we can't have this happen.
I don't know how much you read into Antonio Brown, who's kind of in his own world, too.
But it's just one example. What if other guys are pissed? They don't have a big enough name to come out and say anything. And then the GM is coming out and say, like, if you're a free agent, you saw this quote come out, would that steer you away from going to Pittsburgh?
I just wonder if Kevin Colbert just had a gutful Antonio Brown and just said, listen, man,
yes.
Let me be honest. Anything Ben says, at least he's friggin' here and loyal to this team, unlike you who quit. And so I don't care what. It could have been a playoff that, right?
Yep.
Crazy stuff, man.
Yeah, you're right.
We got a crazy time in sports.
Right now,
times have changed a lot with everything. Boy, all the things we've been talking about this morning. We'll check in on the Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line, 56022. Bob Buechner, head coach of the Panthers, is going to join us here in the 8 o'clock hour, winner of three straight, back in action tonight.
Always nice to have the coach on after
we've had some bad ones. He'll probably be in a pretty good mood.
I can imagine.
But the wife made him a nice dinner last night. Yeah. He's probably in a really good mood.
Just relaxed.
All right. Well,
don't have to worry about a loss. Radio.com.
Radio.com. All right. Welcome back. Where the hell we get that guy Mick Bacon from, man?
He's a good guy.
That guy was right on the
good
money.
Good advice for people.
I like that. That's good stuff. That was
good advice for people.
Not bad at all. Well, listen, I feel better. Roethlisberger can criticize whom he pleases. One of the headlines today and become a national story.
I'd like to have that option.
How many
also?
People are just going, wow, they really are dysfunctional. Mm-hmm. Letting Big Ben, who, by the way, is already half an idiot to start with. He's done some real bonehead things.
Yes, he has.
Right?
Yeah. Yes, he has.
He's lucky he didn't try that stuff he did years ago for the Me Too movement the last two years.
He'd be in so much trouble.
They'd be Me Too-ing his ass all over right now.
Unbelievable.
He got suspended for a few games anyway.
I believe he did, yeah. Got in trouble for that stuff. It would be a lot different now, though.
He got in trouble for that, or he got in trouble for the Tahoe thing?
Maybe I think it was Tahoe.
Yeah. I think Tahoe got him, yeah. Got him back under. Became a family man after that. Got married and settled down a little bit. We've been all over the place today. We're going to have Bob Buechner, Florida Panthers head coach, join us coming up here in about 15 minutes as they're back in action tonight against the Hurricanes, who are in town here. Well, they got a couple games left on this long road trip, so the Panthers try to make it four straight wins tonight. Zach, and we'll talk to the coach about it, they're probably going to have to go 18-6.
Oof.
18-6, if you're wondering. Yesterday, Trocheck talked about getting to 96 points.
Yeah. That'd be 18-6? All right, well, I mean, listen, it's not impossible to happen. The problem is now that there's a magic number for losses. Because if we get to 7 in the next 2 weeks, it's over.
Teams could cool off, but you can't count on.
But you can't count another team's cooling off if you're not hot. Like, you have to stay hot. That's the problem.
9, 10, 11, but they'll have to have this unbelievable finish to have a chance to jump back in there. So, anyway, we got that. And, of course, we got our Nike stories going on today. Rough night for Nike. A guy they'd love to sign. And, of course, if you're not aware of it, Duke is a huge Nike. I think one of the highest paid Nike colleges in the country,
sure,
because they're basketball. And a guy they really want, one of the hottest people we've had for college basketball in a long, long time, Zion Williamson, ends up blowing the shoe out last night. If you blow the shoe out, it's no big deal, right? Except he hurt his knee.
Yeah, he twisted his knee or whatever.
If he just blows that shoe out, I mean, they're getting ripped today, but they put a new shoe on. He finishes the game.
Everything is fine. That shoe gets auctioned off for, you know, a certain amount of money, and it's great. The problem is the shoe blew out, and he twisted his knee. Now he's got a mild knee sprain, and we're going to find out today at some point how bad the knee is.
They will be so conservative,
of course,
at Duke. Duke is now on the watch list to make sure he is 100% healthy before he comes back. This is not the NFL.
No.
Come back at 80% or 90%. He better be 100% healthy. I think he comes back. I mean, if it's, you know, and by the way, saying that, I also know he's going to have a lot of people in the NBA, players.
Already started.
And a lot of people telling him, shut it down, man. Your future that college stuff. You're not getting paid. Screw it. All you're doing is making Coach K look good. Forget that. You can't worry about those guys. You got to look out for number one, which is kind of the theme of society. Look out for number one.
And it's a truth, though, when you're in this kind of circumstance. I understand that, you know, you want to look out for everybody and this and that, but when you're in that the circumstance where he's going to be outside of some crazy injury, he's going to be the number one pick. And you just got to be careful. That's the way I look at it. And after some crazy thing happens last night, I look at it from a business perspective only. If Zion was my son, and that happened last night, I know it was a freak thing to happen. We might not ever see something like that happen again. Yet it happened. And we are a couple months away from a month away from March Madness, but a couple months away from the biggest night in this kid's life, that NBA draft, and that'll be the first pick overall. You just don't want anything to get in front of that. Not saying if you're the second or third pick, it's not, you know, unbelievable also. But he's the shoe-in number one pick right now. It's not even a question.
I just, sports have changed a lot through the years. There used to be a time you got injured, you didn't want to let your buddies down. You did everything possible to play. And now you tell those other, you got to know those three guys got together and said, hey, let's go to Duke.
Sure.
Obviously, they all knew how good they were.
They could be the best player in any other team in the nation.
They were 1-2 and 3
yep.
coming out of high school. So they decide to play together. If you know he's healthy, I wonder if those other two guys would be a little disappointed.
They might be.
When they get knocked out of the tournament early.
Well, they're not the favorites to win the tournament anymore, right? If Zion's out and not playing?
No.
Because right now they're the favorites. I'm assuming Vegas odds say Duke is the best team in the country and they more than likely will win the March Madness. Take Zion out of the mix. You have the number 2 and 3 best player maybe.
Well, there was no guarantee. They weren't a slam dunk to win it playing on neutral courts. Even if all those guys are playing together.
No, but in a one-game setting against every other team in the country, Duke's playing them, you're probably picking Duke. Full strength.
Oh, yeah, they're going to
no matter where they play. Right? They can all play here at the AAA. You would still take Duke over a lot of those teams.
There's some teams that out there that are going to have a chance to beat them. Listen, there's a good chance they don't win the ACC.
ACC might be tougher at this point than
North Carolina,
March Madness.
Virginia. I don't know if you want to put anybody else in there, but those two, Florida State's got a nice little team.
Syracuse ain't bad either. Like some of these teams aren't bad.
ACC basketball looks to be pretty good right now. So I see what happens, man. We're going to find out more about how long
today,
he's expected to be out. That's from the school, how long he's going to be out. Mm-hmm. Then he's got to make his own decision. We changed. Who did start with? It was a Stanford running back when we first noticed it.
Was McCaffrey
really the first guy to go, hey, man, I ain't playing in that. That game means nothing.
Well, remember, it was McCaffrey and Leonard Fournette. Like that same season, they both, you know, were out there. Darren Revelle just tweeted out sources telling him Duke paid for Zion Williamson's insurance policy, as schools are allowed to do. Premium for an $8 million loss of value policy runs around $50,000. If he drops below the 16th pick in the draft, he collects on that.
Wow. All right. Obviously, in the big picture, $8 million for his talents.
Yeah.
Not
that big. That's 1 year guaranteed.
I have no idea how good a pro. Is he going to be a guy that averages 20 points a game in the pros? I don't know. He's still got a lot of work to do on his game,
Depends
obviously.
Depends on the team he goes to. Right?
He's going to have to join everybody else and learn how to shoot from the outside.
Yeah. You're not going to be able to do everything,
But he's got to. Tell you what, man, he'll be on that court, and he will be fun to watch.
Oh, come on.
And sell some tickets.
Yes, he will.
Oh, he's going to be expensive.
Yes,
he'll be as good for business as anybody we've seen come into the league.
Especially gets put into
in
a big
long,
market.
Long time.
Do you want him to go to the Knicks? I know we're anti-Knicks here, but do you want him on the Knicks?
Oh, no.
It'd be great for the Knicks.
It'd be great for the NBA.
It's just good for business, right?
Great for business.
Like, if he goes to Phoenix, that would not be good.
No. Like, do you hear anything about the number one pick right now? Like Ayton, you hear like really anything about him?
He's actually having a good season, but
no
one
you don't
cares.
Hear much about him.
No.
If the Knicks had Zion?
I got to tell you, though, Phoenix gets him and all those young guys they have on that team.
Oh, no, they're
get the right coach in there.
Yeah.
That thing's, at some point, going to be good.
Yeah, but in the next couple years.
Yeah, you'll never see him. The games will be at 11 o'clock at night on a regional TV over there.
TNT 10:30 game against Sacramento, Phoenix and Sacramento.
It's going to be the whole thing from the tournament, see if he plays, Nike, how Nike's got to hit. Now, Nike's got to come out with more stuff today. Don't they have to come out and say more?
Yeah.
We
got to come out with something.
Or do they just leave it alone? I don't know.
But everyone's saying the stock is going to plummet because of this.
No, it's not going to do that. But Nike's trying to get him. Let's just cut to the good stuff. Nike wants to sign him to an NBA contract.
Absolutely.
They want to put, hey, wear the Zion Nikes. You're guaranteed to have a 40-inch vertical jump, and you, too, can jump out of the building at 290 pounds, right? The most durable shoe there is, the new Zions.
He's the closest to LeBron we've seen.
Well, body-wise and just freak of nature-wise, yes. I'm having a nightmare scenario in my head right now that Zion Williamson's a Nick for the next 12 years and is really good and just destroys the Heat.
He's got a long way to go, Zach, before you start. You're getting way ahead of yourself.
Really?
There's a lot of guys still aren't sold that he's going to be a great pro. He's going to be good for business, but is he going to be?
Because he's not a point guard? Because he's a big guy?
No, he just got, just right now, he doesn't have a great shot from the outside. I was looking at
You don't think he's going to be a good pro?
I think if he works hard, yeah. I just think he's got all the talent to be really good. And he looks like a guy that'll work really hard, but it's not all there. I mean, it's got, like a lot of guys. I mean, a lot of guys have developed outside shots as they've gotten
not a lot of guys in the NBA. Start off with that body. Hey,
Magic Johnson didn't shoot well from the outside and made himself.
Jason
Kidd couldn't shoot a lick.
Jason Kidd's in the top like 6 3-point shooters of all time.
Made himself into a good 3-point shooter.
So I look at where you start off with, where the mold of the player is, and you look at Zion and say this is the premature pre-NBA mold. When he gets to the NBA, as long as he doesn't half-ass it and hot dog it. He could be really good, and he is going to be a selling factor in any market he goes to. Doesn't matter.
Oh, no. What do you think every NBA team, what the marketing is after that draft? What's the first thing you do? I can't even imagine what the Heat would do if they somehow got him. And I know they're trying to make the playoffs. We probably
stop trying for Zion?
But can you imagine, like, have you seen the flags, right? When you go down the arena on the water, they put the flags of all different players. All your favorite players are up as you circle around the back end of the arena. They take all those down.
It'd be old Zion.
It'd be Zion in different jerseys.
Correct.
All the different jerseys.
Mm-hmm.
Put his shoes up there.
By the way, what about opening night at the AAA if Zion gets drafted?
Can you stop?
Yeah, that's make-believe world. You really have.
Wait a minute. You started it.
Yeah, you started it.
You started it. Don't throw it back at me.
No, I was just talking about marketing. He took it to the.
No, this is actually the second time this morning you brought him up going to the Heat.
All right.
So it is a little bit of it's an offer already.
Stop blaming me.
They have like a 3% chance you're putting them on the Heat already.
I'll take 3%.
Oh, listen.
I mean, I'm saying there's a chance.
But yeah, I'll take 3%.
I agree with you, by the way. If you make the playoffs and be a 7-8 seed, you ain't getting Zion.
No, I know that. That's why I don't want to make the playoffs.
They're not getting them either way, even if they're the 9th seed.
No, I it's chances, right.
I want that chance.
Unless you get that Cleveland. What Cleveland have a few years? 1 or 2%?
We need that kid's son. Yeah.
The owner's kid came out and was knocking. Didn't he knock it out a couple years in a row?
Hey, we got the number one pick 2 years in a row, right?
Damn, that kid was lucky.
Anthony Bennett and Kyrie Irving.
But they all say that thing is rigged, right? The NBA draft lottery. If
that's why it's the Knicks.
You give the guy to the Knicks.
Really?
You
that's why the Knicks are getting again.
I don't go back there and see what
so
they do.
So the league goes to this national accounting firm
and
tells them, look, you'll be our national accounting firm, but you got to rig this thing for us to. We want New York and we want LA to get some good players. We need Boston.
No, we don't need LA to get any more players. We want the Heat to win the lottery.
There
could
be some foul play.
You don't really believe there's foul play when they do that. Tell me.
Yes, I think there could be some foul play involved.
What's the worst pick the Knicks can get if they're the worst team in the league? What, 5? Can they drop all the way to 5 from the worst seed?
I think they get top 4.
That's what I want the rig to be.
You want them to get 4?
I want the Knicks to get the 4th pick. I want them to jump out of all the Duke guys and have to take another Porzingis-type guy. That's what I want. I don't want the Knicks to get Zion and Kevin Durant and all these free agents and be good again.
That firm will take care of the Knicks. So the people that do that, they'll take care of the Knicks.
Okay.
Are you serious about this?
Plus, they're probably based out of New York.
Are you serious? Oh, yeah, so that ruins it. If they're New York, then they're definitely cheaters from New York.
That's it.
Bunch of Knicks season ticket holders that work for that place.
Are you a conspiracy guy on everything? Everybody's out to get you?
Most people know the NBA draft lottery is rigged.
The Knicks
It's well known.
Most people know that, huh? I've been watching that thing forever, and I don't think it's rigged. Think it's rigged?
What about the Patrick Ewing one?
You think it's rigged?
I don't think it's rigged.
I don't either.
But this year it could be.
So they're going to do it the first time now, right? With
they need Zion in New York. They don't want Zion in Sacramento. You know what, Zion and Phoenix?
New York's problem is not just, first of all, they got to get rid of the owner. That'd be a good start.
But if they start off with Zion, whoo, if I'm a Knicks fan, I'm happy. Not happy right now with, what's his name with it? DeAndre Jordan, I think cut Wesley Matthews, but like that's their team right now. I think they're still playing Noah.
The NBA will take care of the Knicks this time around.
Knicks going to get Zion and Kevin Durant.
Promise they've already made, huh?
Boogie Cousins.
That'd be good. Be great for the image of that national accounting firm.
They're never going to admit it. It's not like it's going to come out. You'll know. It'll be
a 30 for 30.
Cheated, but.
Then you're going to start telling me on behalf of gamblers that all the games are, right, fixed?
Not all of them. Some of them.
Oh, okay.
Tim Donaghy.
Yeah. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Hello out there, we're on the air. It's hockey night tonight. Tension grows.
The song gets me every time. Let's jump out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Buy now and save big during the grand reopening of the all-new Toyota of Hollywood. 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Bob Buechner, head coach of the Florida Panthers, joining us. Brought to you by Checkers, Old Munch and Bratz, Wiener Schnitzel, potato pancakes, pretzels with mustard, and lots of German beer. You get all this and more at Checkers, Old Munch and German restaurant in Pompano Beach. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Morning. Good. Morning.
Coach, we got a lot of stuff to get to, and we finally 3-0. What has changed, including playing a lot better at the end of these games, especially in the third period? Have you noticed any big change? I know winning the games, obviously, has been these last three. Anything on your team you're really pleased with right now inside of those wins?
You know, I think it's just team confidence overall. I think that, we're playing so many games and so many home games, obviously. We're not overthinking things. I think, we're coming in the next day. We're having a real light maintenance practice, and it's basically we're in game mode constantly, especially this week again, another four games. So, I think we're getting better goaltending. I'm not going to lie. I think that, Lou's been out for a few games, but Rhymes has answered the bell fine, and he's been solid. And we're getting some contributions. Our big boys are playing hard, and Barkey's carrying a team a little bit. Hubie, the guys who are supposed to be carrying a team, are doing the job.
You guys were very physical the other night, too. I saw that a lot in the game, and especially in the first period. Is that your basis now at this point? You got to out-physical the other team? Obviously, you got to score more goals than them to win the game, but you got to be more physical than the other team every night.
I think so. I think, that's what I believe in. I believe being a hard team to play against. And, beginning of the year, I thought, we with Troch out and guys out, we had some young guys playing up the middle. And, your centermen are your engines for your lines, really. And they dictate the pace of the play for each line. And having Troch back, we won 9 out of 13. So no secret there. He's a big part of our team. But, I talk about getting inside and being harder at the other team's net and working a little more off of dump and chase forechecks kind of thing and not worrying about, being pretty through the neutral zone. And it's worked for us. I think that, getting a buy-in right now. And they're seeing results, and it feels a little bit like the second half last year when we just playing so many games and a lot of home games. We're just keeping it rolling.
Coach Barkov, 4 goals, 3 assists these last two games, man. He's a point machine. Have you noticed any difference in his? Because that's the first part of the question I want to ask you. And then I want to ask you about the hot dog with a little extra mustard goal that he goes between the legs and lifts one. The combination, his stick skills, even his goal in this last game was ridiculous. Just talk about him, Coach. Is he playing a different level right now? You think he's being more offensive?
I think he is, and I think there's a couple of reasons for that. One, I keep going back to the Trocheck thing. At the beginning of the year when we missed him for 3 months, Barkey was playing way too much. The centermen underneath him were just kids. You had McCann, you had Borgstrom. You had Lamico, and he just played way too much. The break we had, the 10-day break in January, did wonders for Barkey. I knew it would. He's come back now. Now his minutes are a little bit reduced. He's fresher. And it's given him that chance to, instead of concentrating on being a shutdown guy and concentrating on killing penalties and taking every faceoff, he's allowed now to have some energy to go on the offense. So I think it's a big part of it. And, I think that line, I think Frankie Vetrano up on that line is adds a different dimension. He's more of a straight line player. He's a digger. And, I think Barkey enjoys playing with him and Hubie.
All right. How about that goal? How about the goal? You got a guy right on his rear end. He comes back and lifts that sucker between his legs. So for hockey, help me out. If you're the coach and that thing gets blocked, do you say something or do you go – It's all right. It's Barkov. But he lifts that sucker. It is one of the most beautiful goals. It was all over the next day, all over ESPN. What'd you think?
Well, if there's anybody but Barkov, yeah, you'd be upset for that puck not going in if it didn't go in. But if you watch, and I've watched it 100 times, obviously, and,
wow.
And he's going at such a quick speed to break through the D. And obviously, we know Carey Price, one of the best goalies in the league, and he gives Barkey absolutely nothing. He slides across, he challenges him. The only play, really, and I don't know if there's maybe 10 guys in the world that can maybe make that play, but the only play he had was trying to get it on back on from where he came from on the other side. For him to put it through his legs and lift it that quick with a guy in his back is just, it's stupid. It's that crazy.
Yeah, when he lifted that sucker up, coming back the other way, and just perfect, I was like, even the goal in the last game, there is a small five hole. I mean, it is small. A rat couldn't fit through there. And he slides it, takes a little something off it. Just great stick skills. I know everybody talks about how good he is. And we're thinking, you know, we're sitting here on the radio going, you know, keep hearing about this. Score some frigging goals. And, hey, coach, I mean, all right. He's just, we see things the last couple. You go, okay, we just need more of that, man, because he obviously knows how good he is, right? The guy's not lacking confidence.
No, and you know what? And I've said this before. If there are guys in the league that that can score 40 and 45 goals, 50 goals, but they don't do what Barkey does on the other side of the puck. So because he's so unselfish and because he's so defensive-minded, that's probably hurts his stats a little bit. I think that that's how you win with guys like Barkey. You have guys around him that can surround him with some offense as well. But, I think Barkey is going to just keep getting better every year. People forget how young he is, and he's still a kid in a man's body. And there's the best is yet to come for him.
Boy, it's amazing. He really is. Zach said this the other day. He's the best player we have in any professional sport in this town right now. And I don't even know if it's close. He's that good, coach. He really is for all our professional sports teams. Hey, I got to ask you. You're playing a team tonight that's been getting a little heat for. Little celebration. You're a little old school. Look, you're already chuckling. What do you think? I'm not offended by it. I know we're just not used to seeing it. You guys have the normal shake hands and bolt. And what do you think of it? Are you offended?
I'm not offended. I know. I guess I can see the reason they're doing it. They're in a market that they're trying to, you know, attract the fans.
Right.
Fans are having fun with it. All that stuff. I mean, you see it in football a little bit after a touchdown, this and that. It's just, I don't think we're used to it in the hockey culture. And,
no, Canada's not big on this. No, I get it.
I wouldn't do it as a player. I wouldn't want my guys doing it. But okay. You know what? To each his own. I'm not going to make any other comment other than that. I mean, the one thing that I will say, they've been winning. And,
right.
You know, us hockey players, probably any sports guy, when you win, you want to do the same thing, the superstition every day after day after day. And I do that, too. I don't think I'd pull that off on the ice, but I can understand why they keep doing it.
Well, I'm almost certain the NHL can't find me for any of this stuff. Some of those guys are going to have targets on their back if they keep doing stuff like this. You could just laugh. Don't say anything out
there. Coach, players aren't.
You won't be able to do it in the playoffs, I'm pretty sure.
No, it'll be before that.
I would agree with that, Coach. That's a good point. If they do get in, by the way, they're having a heck of a year. If they do get in, then it might change a little bit. They obviously got guys from Canada on the team that know what people are saying about it. I'm always curious, how will other players feel about that and look at it? Do they care that much, or is it mostly going to be an old school thing?
I think it's more old school. I think, you know, if you ask the players on our team, which I haven't really asked them, but I know some of the older guys have made comments, you know, in the breakfast rooms or in the lunch rooms and stuff like that, saying this is a joke, right? Younger guys, who knows? I mean,
yeah.
There's so much. I don't know. I don't get it. But you know,
old school. There you go. Yeah.
I just like to win and support the fans and get off the ice.
Well, keep winning, Coach. Keep winning. Get back in the run here. You got a big one tonight
couple
versus
more
Carolina.
Yeah, I got
That's
two
right.
big ones at home here.
Carolina tonight, 7 o'clock puck drop. LA on Saturday, 5 o'clock puck drop at the BB&T. Thank you very much
for
your time, Coach.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
All right, that was Bob Bugner, brought to you by Checkers, Old Munchin, Brats, Wiener Schnitzel, potato pancakes, pretzels with mustard, and lots of German beer. You get all this and more at Checkers, Old Munchin, German restaurant in Pompano Beach.
Boogeyman's in a really good mood.
Wouldn't you be too? You just won three straight. Better than coming off a five-game losing streak?
I'm not offended by that Carolina thing.
Sports
are...
Guess who is going to be? One old-school guy on the ice one night.
Yeah.
Targets on back. That's why I said it.
You know, what people are going to say? If you don't like it,
stop them.
Beat them.
Yeah.
Then they don't do it.
Yeah.
But if they beat you, they're going to do it on your court, their ice, your ice. They're going to be doing it. Your arena.
Correct.
Their arena. Everywhere.
Stop them.
Anyway.
And you won't see it. That's all you got to get to right there.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.